Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 51 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx. I am live in the newsroom with breaking information that I have to share with the wrestling audience. Again, this is episode number 51 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. As you may or may not have read on Twitter, in the newspapers, on Google, everywhere in the free world, unfortunately, our fearless leader, Ross Perot, has been brought up on possible charges for the wrongful death of the sitting world's heavyweight champion, Charles Ingles. In an attempt to try and clear the name of one Ross Perot, Johnny Zero, along with Triple B, Danny Bonaducci, are currently on location as we speak, trying to find, if at all possible, the life of the one and only world's heavyweight champion, Charles Ingles. Johnny Zero, I'm trying to bring you in. Can you hear me, sir?
It's coming in.
Now you're on location, Johnny. What's going on?
I'm in a speedboat with an airboat. I got Chinbeard down here sitting on my lap with Triple B. He's pissed. He wasn't invited to the wake for Joni. They're blaming him. They've called off all the searches. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you, Johnny. We can hear you. What is going on site?
We're just going way down Snake River, man. There is a light coming up. Hey, boy, come here. Come here. Come here, boy. Come on. And Triple B is just... Danny, come on, man.
He sounds like a man possessed.
I gotta say, man, I think he was, I think... despite his charismatic in-ring character, I think he's been blamed twice for something. But we're seeing a glowing light coming up ahead in a cave. He's going. I mean, we must be 2 miles down here, dude. It's cold here, boy. Come on, boy. It's all good. I got Chinbeard with me. I'm seeing a glowing thing here. It looks like there's a cave over there. I'm seeing, looks like dead alligators hanging, man.
That's scary.
There's dead alligators. Somebody must have made a camp. I mean, even Chinbeard, chill, man, chill. Chill, boy. Good boy, good boy. It looks like there's a campfire, some fire coming from a cave somewhere up here on the side of the cliff, on one of the sides of the Snake River at the Grand Canyon. Looks like, Danny, what are you going to do, man? Are we parking here or what? That's got to be him. If it's him, then, I bet you that's him.
Johnny, there could be natives on hand. You have no idea what's in that cave. Please be careful.
Well, it's the frontiersman himself, so, he's got to be out there doing something. We're gonna pull up and dock here, I guess. Trips, what are you doing, man? Trips, that wasn't your fault, bub. That wasn't your fault. All right, we're pulling up the dock now. All right. Hey, Trips, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Chinbeard, be cool, man. Be cool, bub. Holy shit, man. There is dead alligators hanging everywhere. Hey, Vex, what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to climb up there and get us a mic in there, bub. I'm gonna go up there. Pardon my noise, man. This isn't exactly easy as it sounds. Can you guys still hear me?
Johnny, you're coming through loud and clear, but please be careful.
Yeah. Okay. I can only get up so far.
What is happening? Explain it to the people, sir.
There is a campfire there, the World Heavyweight Championship minus one plate. The Heritage Anniversary belt is hanging up there, and there's dead alligators hanging from the roof.
Do you see Charles Ingles?
Yes, he is apparently packed. The frontiersman himself has fashioned some sort of, a campfire. I mean, the guy's a survivalist. Danny Bonaducci, you would think they'd be Triple B, Trips himself. I mean, you think... both these guys have been through a lot. They're sitting down talking. There's Chinbeard. Hey, come here, boy. Don't come up here, man. There might be some gators in there. Get in here. You're still a puppy, Oh, man, I
can't. So just to verify for the listening audience.
Yeah.
The world's heavyweight champion is in fact alive and well.
Yes.
Now, John, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but he has to get back within the next few hours to retain that world's heavyweight championship.
That's true. I'd like be a fly on the wall for what him and Triple B are talking about.
Can you try and get us a blow-by-blow of the
situation? I'm doing the best I can. I got to keep my eye on I'm trying to keep my eye on Chinbeard. Hey, boy, come on now.
Johnny, are you still there? Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the live feed of Johnny Zero, but breaking news worldwide, according to one tabloid reporter, Johnny Zero, the world's heavyweight champion seems to be alive and well. That would be a radical departure in light of the fact that Ross Perot has been brought up on wrongful death lawsuit charges in reference to that world's heavyweight champion. Thank you so much for listening. We are going to break away and return to the 6:05 Eastern broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 51 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. We are ringside at 6:05 Eastern. My name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
People's Hero, I'm glad to be back. Thanks, you guys, for coming in and... We got a hell of a show for you. We got a lot to talk about.
So it is official that the world's heavyweight champion seems to be alive and well, per Johnny Zero's report, and will be defending that world's heavyweight championship tonight on this broadcast.
Yes, depending on any kind of legal outcome, of course, the Frontiersman is alive and well, as is Triple B after they called off the search party. Even the SS Minnow called back. They had to take Vicky was crying, and they had to take her off. Heels and faces were looking. I mean, you know, and I think what they're really concerned about is that belt. That is the most expensive belt ever made by...
In the history of professional wrestling.
Yes. Platinum, gold, silver, diamond, sapphires, rubies, emeralds, you name it. I mean, it's got it.
And it is a breathtaking sight, although to be completely honest, while lost in the desert, if you will, the world's champion unfortunately had to disassemble a part of that belt.
Well, there was a, we don't know if he did that on purpose or if a gator, you know, went a tattoo and, you know, the Jerry Springer Mafia, they loaded in gators, they bit it off, but he had to cut one of them's belly open to get, you know... He might have been inside it for all we know.
I mean, but I've got to tell you this. There's a rumor circulating on the internet that Charlotte Ingles actually broke off a plate of the championship belt and hocked it for hormones to transition into a female.
No.
That is exactly what I read this morning.
It's the fountain of misinformation,
on the internet.
Folks. And that joke is because he's a hooker. And in the back of the day, look this up on Wikipedia or Google or whatever. A hooker means a wrestler that can really... break your legs.
Yes, a transvestite prostitute. We do
agree
on that.
That's why he says that. The man who put the promotion on his back.
Now, I have much more important news that I have to share with the TV Dads Wrestling Collective, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Now, I know that Charlotte Ingles is supposedly supposed to be alive and well, per Johnny Zero, who is a tabloid reporter, I might add. But breaking news, and this is shaking the entire world, production has ceased on the making of Titanic 2.
No.
Mr. Brady is going to return as the TV heavyweight champion and be among us once again.
Well, that'd be great to see him defend his title. What's up with the Iceberg 2? I thought that would be a great career
There were overages in the direction front. The budget had run over. Fortunately for all involved, Mr. Brady secured his $100 million payment to be the Iceberg in Titanic 2. But sadly to say, production has ceased.
There's got to be some leaks of that somewhere. I thought they were almost done production.
No, that was the thing. They were trying to give the impression, if you go to IMDb.com and to Google.com, on target to complete it and have it out by 2020 for Christmas. But the sad reality is that there were just a misappropriation of funds, there was overages, and the studio has pulled the plug, sir.
Unbelievable. What was the plot of Titanic 2? Was it Jack and Rose afterwards?
If you remember correctly,
there
were survivors who went to women, sunk to the bottom of the water, grew some kind of a gill out of the lungs in their bodies,
yes.
And generations had sprung up, a new Atlantis, if you will.
Right.
And the name of the boat was
Namor.
Buried. So the T was in the dirt, and they called themselves Itani. They were the city of Itani, which was then crushed again by, you know, the iceberg.
Unbelievable. So that iceberg actually sunk again.
And Ben Stiller was attached, but unfortunately now it's not even in production.
Wow. Now that is actually amazing. If you noticed, I do have a pair of alligator skin boots on.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'm telling you.
So you were bribed by Charlotte Engels to look the other way?
I'm telling you that this guy had gators hanging from the wall. I cooked them. Gator meat's good, man. And I just can't believe the guy survived all that. And then what really saddened me, man, riding in that boat with Chinbeard was, just a little puppy, man, is that the... You know, as much as I have respect for Howard Cunningham, the Tommy Young of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation, although he was a great commissioner at one point, a great referee, very underrated, just a very objective man. The way him and Chachi, you know, because the way Springer spun it, that he had killed Bud, and look, I know both of us, you know, we see things differently a lot, Vex. One thing we do agree on that the Triple B did not have anything to do with that at all. You saw the footage yourself in the trailer with Mr. Soprano. He was always trying to clean her up, so he didn't kill her. Oh my God, is this Snake Jefferson?
If we go down to the squared circle, Johnny Zero, no one cares about your tabloid reporting. If you look in the ring, there is Bozo the Clown who's about to face off against the Snake, George Jefferson.
Oh boy. Oh boy, after coming off his defeat at the hands of Bubblegard Duke.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a 10-minute time match for one fall. In this corner, Bozo the Clown.
Now, is he going to be able to go with those ribs?
And his opponent from the great city of Chicago, George the Snake Jefferson.
Chi-Town heat, baby.
And right away, George has the upper hand, raking the eyes of Bozo the Clown and hitting him in the stomach.
Yes, he is. Bozo goes down again, and it looks like he's favoring those ribs.
From last week, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if this guy should be clear to fight. Oh, what a knee lift there by Jefferson. Jefferson, rakes the knee across the eyes of... Did you see that?
Jefferson's a fantastic athlete. Very understated here in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
In many ways, the Jake the Snake Roberts of the TVDWF. In many ways, in his style, the way he
well, the ring psychology, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, exactly. He's got that stare in his eye and... the Sherman Hensley, you know, he's going out to the top already, comes across, ooh, with an elbow right into the neck. Did you see that?
That's vicious.
That wasn't a head, that was neck, right in his back of his neck. Now he's picking Bozo up by his side hair, and he's setting him up, and he DDTs him, they picks him up again, and he's pulling back around for a reverse neck breaker, a la Rude Awakening, goes down. Got the referee there. One, two. Bozo manages a kick out. Still some fans out there still cheering for Bozo. Still cheering. Just a lot of people out there still remember Bozo.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry to say. If you can please bear with us.
Yeah, stay with us, folks.
Break.
Stay with us.
Not today.
If you could buy a thin diaper that dramatically cut leakage, even overnight, wouldn't you try it? This is it. New Loves Deluxe. Now with the Night Guard system. No diaper has ever worked like this. If baby only wet once during the night, almost any thin diaper would do. But only Love's new Night Guard system quickly distributes wetness throughout the padding. So when baby wets again, other diapers can leak. But Love's can still absorb without leaking.
We better roll.
Everything's in good shape today.
Is that that new diaper?
Now it's our only diaper.
Those things really work, don't they?
They really work.
Mommy, why did I get a cavity? Why?
Parents have to answer enough tough questions, so do all you can to prevent that one. Make sure you give your kids Crest.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 51. George Jefferson has long since won the match, but is just torturing Bozo the Clown for some reason in the center of the ring.
I've seen guys do eye burns on the top rope. He just took this man from one turnbuckle to the other. He's done all four turnbuckles. I don't know how Bozo could see at this point. Oh, my God, man. And now he's kicking him. He's just punishing this poor guy. What is it?
Well, no one likes clowns, you know? And I can understand completely why he feels the need to defeat this person again and again. But again, he's already pinned him. The match is over. They played the theme music. You know, we're going to try and play it again to maybe dissuade him from torturing Bozo.
Yeah, I think this is getting into the... I mean, the man's already been... You know, his ribs are already broken. I mean, I don't really... You know, he's won the match. I mean, this is not helping him in the ratings or anything like that.
Yeah, you know, because you're right. He's already a winner. So what else is there to discuss in reality?
He lost at Knievel Fest, but yes, George, he's definitely, Snake Jefferson is definitely a consummate professional and competitor. No one's debating that, but is there some sort of personal animosity between the two?
Nah, George doesn't care if the music's on. He doesn't care about animosity. He just wants to kill this clown some more.
Oh my God, to his own theme music. To his theme music. Unbelievable.
I, for one, support Mr. Jefferson's decision to torture this clown.
Oh my God, now the rest, who is this coming out? Oh my God, he's got the golden stashes out there too. They're both kicking. They're kicking the crap out of this guy. They need to get somebody out there to help him.
Johnny, from the back.
Yeah, who is that? Somebody's got. I mean, this
Captain Kangaroo wearing an amalgamation of the two leather jackets of the World Tag Champions, running down to the ring with a fire extinguisher, and George Jefferson leaves the ring.
Oh, they've been smoke everywhere.
So Captain Kangaroo coming to the aid of one Bozo the Clown. They are both what you'd call in the lower echelon of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
We like to refer to them as preliminary wrestlers, folks.
There you go.
Wow. Or you know, I guess they've been signed to what, developmental contracts?
Well, now that Lawson is in power, I can't even advise at this time in my life, you know, Johnny? Like, it's a different world.
I know, we dropped one psycho for another one. I don't get it. This guy's hurt, but Kangaroo came out. Did you notice Kangaroo still had no real physical interaction with any of them? He just blew the fire.
Well, no, it worked, though. Whatever works.
Right. Well, exactly. Diversionary tactic is a diversionary tactic.
Agreed, and that's the capacity definitely.
And Bozo is coughing up blood visually, and that, and you know that's the thing about him, because he has that red painted on his lips or his face area, cheek area, that, when he's coughing up blood, it just mixes in with his cream-based makeup. And oh man, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's not wearing grease paint. He's wearing, you know, unbelievable. He's helping him to the back, and Captain, you know, they're helping him on there. Now Captain Kangaroo has left. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish with that jacket, but for all intents and purposes, you might have saved Bozo's life. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't say saved his life. No one's a bloodthirsty murderer. Not unless you're like Charlotte Ingalls or like that bastard that we like to talk about from,
Who's Charlotte?
Unless you're discussing Tim Taylor or something like that, a bloodthirsty maniac. Like, I don't know, sir.
Oh, man, he's a ring technician, man.
Or is it Tim Allen? I don't even know what he wrestles under at this point.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think he's, in his latest comeback, I think he's called the Last Man Standing Tim Allen.
Oh, the Last Man Standing.
But yes. He's been having Last Man Standing matches.
Now, Johnny, that we've concluded the first match, could you please give us the injury report for the TV Dads Wrestling Federation?
Well, as it came into this week, obviously we had, we had Bubba Gimp, which is one of the Gimps, was hurt in the Gimposaurus, and this brought Velvet Elvis, the Velvet One. He's apparently put $1 million of his own money into a new apparatus. I don't know what that is. We haven't seen it yet. We have Captain Kangaroo, who's back, was on it. You just saw him come out. And of course, Bozo the Clown with his ribs. Arnold, was burnt by that Molotov cocktail.
I remember that. That was violence.
That was horrible. I'm surprised Willis, because I thought Willis caught a little bit of it. Maybe Willis is a little bit faster. Maybe he had dropped under the ring or something. Thank God for him. And this year, you know, and at 2-1, we have Ingles and Bonaducci, because they've been missing, you know, at the time of the writing of the injury.
So, wait a minute. So, you put Triple B down there as injured? I mean, I assumed the champion, because we thought he was dead, but...
Well, remember, the search party was called off, and with everything going on that happened with Joni, and the way that he was not invited to the wake of, Joni Cunningham with, Howard, and Chachi flew in by chopper. We saw it ourselves. I mean, it was covered on most major news channels. I'm sure there's some people out there have seen it. And he just kept going. I was on the boat. You heard the tape. So, I mean, and then the world's heavyweight wrestling champion, the Frontiersman himself, they found a plate in the belt, and they found it by one of the dead alligators. So, I mean, they thought they got him, I guess.
So is that everyone? Is that the list currently?
That's the current list as it were.
Okay. Now, if we go down to the squared circle, we are going to have our next contest of the evening.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how to begin this. I'm going to try and explain it to the best that I possibly can.
Sure.
If you look in the ring,
yes,
we still have Captain Kangaroo, and he's going to face off against the last man standing, Tim, the Tool Man, Allen.
Wow. Very good match.
And if you look to the back, Johnny Zero, Tim Allen running down to the ring cold, a bloodthirsty, angry, vicious killer, if you will.
Well, he's definitely one of the... One of the most, he's the enforcer, if you will.
I thought it was the ring technician, sir.
Well, yes, of course it is. But what I'm saying is, just for wrestling fans out there, the closest style I can come up with is like Arn Anderson in his
most
prime.
Most definitely.
I mean,
ladies and
brutal,
gentlemen.
Just brutal work.
This is a one-fall contest with a 15-minute time limit. In this corner, we have Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, wow. With the back and everything.
And returning to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation after touring the Orient, Tim, the last man standing, Allen.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. How what you calling this match?
Well, immediately Tim Allen kicks the poor Captain Kangaroo in the waist region. Oof. Captain Kangaroo drops to a knee. Oof. Tim picks him up. Irish whip into the rope. He comes back, and he puts him into a sleeper hold.
Oh, he's got it. And he's dropped the sleeper hold down. Now he's got him in a sleeper hold. What is that? Some kind of sleeper hold camel clutch combo?
Whatever it may be, it does look fantastically painful.
Oh, my God. This guy looks like he's in
pain. He's putting the left arm behind the back of Captain Kangaroo into a sort of a chicken wing and going for a submission from the gate.
Unbelievable. Captain Kangaroo has found the ropes. Found the ropes, so that we'll call the referee to break up the hold. Kangaroo,
you notice Tim Allen's taking the count. He will not break the hold. He's a dirty wrestler.
What's his problem with Captain Kangaroo? I don't get it.
Oh no, he's just an angry man. It's a cocaine withdrawal thing. I'm not really sure.
I wouldn't know that. But anyway, he breaks it at the 3 count. Picking up Captain Kangaroo, again picking up, standing straight body slam, drops the knee, goes up to the second rope, comes across with another knee drop to the head of Captain Kangaroo. Captain Kangaroo is blubbering. I mean, I'm seeing froth coming out of his mouth, man. I mean, he looks like he's chewing up mashed potatoes and spitting out. This is pretty fucking disgusting. They might as well call this one, man. I mean,
but they're not going to, sir.
He's picking up Captain Kangaroo, throws him into the ropes. Oh, my God, a standing drop kick. Tim Allen's landing right on his feet, never hit the ground. Unbelievable. Picking up Captain Kangaroo again, setting him up for a pile driver. A leaping pile driver.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
But still does not end the contest.
Well, and he's motioning across his throat that this is it. He's going up to the top rope, and oh my God, he's doing a flying moonsault. Nails it. Unbelievable. One, 2. No, he pulls up Kangaroo's head.
So vicious.
What's going on with
human
this?
Being.
What is going on with this? Takes Kangaroo and throws him out into the ring. Now looks like the last man standing is just doing poses for the audience. He's down on one knee.
Captain Kangaroo is getting to his feet. I don't think that he can see it.
He just fell over again, man. He's getting near our table now. Come on. Hey!
Hey, man, you signed up for this, bud. Get well over our table.
Just tap, buddy. Just tap. You know what I mean? And you know, what the fuck is your problem, man? Get the fuck over our table, dude. Oh my God! Oh, Tim Allen is coming over to our table, back.
Tim Allen, get away from us! Get away from the recording area!
He's got Captain Kangaroo's face to us.
You guys will see with his photo back.
Oh my God, man! Oh my God! I got their blood on the table. What the fuck? What's going on with Tim Allen, man?
He's a fucking asshole. That's what's going on with Tim Allen.
What is that? Is that where he's been at? Did something happen?
He was touring the Orient, sir. That's all I can tell you.
Did he go to the house that Marita built? And what is it with that? I have no idea. He throws him back into the ring. He's jumping on the top rope, leaping, by the way, not climbing, just to the top rope. He's standing there. He's coming off with a flying knee drop to the head. Poor Captain Kangaroo, man. It looks like his head just exploded.
That is the man that stole the leather jackets from the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. He had it fashioned into one fat man leather jacket.
I see. He seems to be taking it off of him now, too.
Tim Allen has removed the hairpiece of the one Captain Kangaroo and thrown it into the crowd.
Oh, man. Guys, we're going to try and keep here. We got to go to commercial break for this brutality. This is unbelievable. Words from our sponsors.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the humanity. We have Tim the Toolman Taylor dismantling and destroying Captain Kangaroo in the squared circle.
Yes, and while you guys were away on commercial break, he Irish whipped him into the ropes and came back with a sickle and Captain Kangaroo, man, he took a 360. I mean, a literal 360 in the air. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Do you know Tim Allen to be like this? I mean, what exactly happened? Do you have those tapes? Are they out yet on DVD? Those tapes, is it Orient Tour or anything? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's beneath my pay grade. You see, I'm a representative of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. I know that you're a tabloid reporter, but sir, I am not.
Well, I can't keep up with all, be objective and keep with all the wrestlers. Because this is a different Tim Allen. I've never seen him act like this. I mean, that match was easily won in the first 30 seconds, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, maybe a little more, maybe a minute. I don't know, but
it was
pretty rapid.
We're
looking at a carnage, if you will. You know, all right. Here's the irony. I don't know if you're watching the clock. The time limit's about to expire. And this man has not pinned him. He is just destroying and decimating and re-decimating and re-destroying for reasons beyond my comprehension, Johnny Zero.
Using him like a dummy, a crash test. I can't explain it. Maybe he's teaching him a lesson, like, you know, get out of the sport. I mean, we haven't said it in a while, but TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake. Are they calling it finally?
Ladies and gentlemen, this contest is a draw.
A draw?
Time limit expired, sir.
What did he just step? He could have stepped on him with put one a pinky on him.
He decided not to pin him. Here's the irony: Tim gets less money for this quote-unquote contest. Yeah. I don't want to say win for this air quotes contest.
You're right. You're right because the winner's purse.
Yeah, and now it's split evenly.
Yeah.
He won't stop. What's wrong with Tim Allen?
I have no idea. I really have no idea. Somebody can tell me.
Hey, Timmy. Come on.
I mean, this is a man 20 years his elder. I mean, you know.
Oh, easily, correct?
Yeah, maybe 30. I mean, like, come on, dude. Somebody's just, you know. I mean, I'm not trying. I mean, you know. Holy crap, man. What the fuck is he doing? He's putting him up on the top rope. He's going to. Oh, he's going for a superplex.
The match is over.
Superplex. Unbelievable.
This
getting
is
up.
An embarrassment.
This is just, it's beyond embarrassing. This is like, they're having, where's Gwen? Where, you know what, Griffith, the sheriff is coming down with Winslow. They're coming down to hold off.
No, and Tim has stopped. He doesn't want to fight the police. He's stepping out of the ring.
They're pushing him away. They should have been out there earlier, but. This man is
this
hurt.
Is the corrupt leadership.
This man is hurt.
That's now the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Well,
Lawson should be ashamed of himself.
Well, I think that with you know Sheriff Griffith and Winslow, I think you'll get at least objective, you know. But somebody has to make that call. I mean, if this was Barney, the Knight Fife, the drooling jackal of wrestling, if you will. Or Sergeant Gwynn, the giant thespian, the judge, the enforcer. You know, I mean, what hasn't he done? I mean, like this is just oh my God, man! And this old man's beat up, dude. This is bad. This is bad. And this is we've been seeing this now for two or three weeks in a row. Oh,
ladies
I know that music.
And gentlemen. Your attention to the squared circle. O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
And his mystery partner wearing a black mask, Dr. Huxtable. The new Royals!
And what's up with the stethoscope in the little bag?
He's got a doctor's bag, Johnny.
Yes,
that's,
he does.
He's a physician.
Unbelievable.
This is the new Royals.
Unreal. How is it? I thought his career was over.
Whose career? Now, are you trying to say something specifically that you know who
so
that
you're
masked
saying,
man
you're saying
is?
That, oh, come on. Look at the man. That's obviously Bill Cosby.
Sir, Bill Cosby's been incarcerated.
Obviously, Bill
don't
Cosby.
Say he's been disqualified from competition.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
that,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but they have what's. Don't they have what's like work release of some sort or some kind of. Hey, man, is a guy's worth what? I mean, this man's worth, what, $400 million? I mean...
Well, no, that's Dr. Huxtable. He has a black mask on.
Yeah.
We don't know who he really is under the mask. It could be Charles Ingalls for all we know.
I beg to defer. I mean, I think the skin pigment, the one would you know, defer that would be out of the question. And the height. And the build.
And their opponents...
Yeah.
The current world heavyweight tag team champions,
yeah.
That 70s tag team! The crowd loves them.
Johnny, they're not wearing the leather jackets.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening. What is our situation here, sir?
Oh, well, Red looks ready to go, but what is up with the way Henry Winkler doesn't seem to have that.
He doesn't have the swag, the swagger of the Fonz.
Yeah. He's gonna walk him here by our table.
Fonzie, are you ready? Are you ready to participate, sir? He's just waving. The Fonz. I guess it's not the Fonz anymore. It looks like Henry Winkler to me.
Yeah. Did he hurt his wrist?
That was an evil back.
No, look, he's got
thing to say about the homosexuals of the United States.
No, I
look
didn't.
At you.
No, I didn't say
you
that.
Know, I don't know if you know this.
That last match,
but
he did punch the guy.
The TV heavyweight champion is a huge supporter of gay rights throughout this country. Same-sex marriage was something he lobbied for years as America's most powerful and prestigious actor.
Listen.
And here you are casting aspersions.
Listen.
How dare you, sir?
I'm not casting anything. I got my
You're
own
like,
problems. Somebody does what somebody does in their bedroom is their business. It's between them and God and themselves. I'm saying the man looks like he hurt his wrist. And that last match they had.
This is a one fall contest. If you look into the squared circle, Red Foreman locking up with O.J. Simpson. O.J. throws him into the turnbuckle.
Yes,
O.J.'s
he does.
A big, powerful competitor, sir.
Yeah, well, Red Foreman's no Casper Milktoast. If you know what I'm saying.
I don't know if you're watching what I'm watching, but Dr. Huxtable's having a dialogue with one Henry Winkler, and he's walked around to that side of the ring as the competitors are fighting it off in the center.
What the hell is this all about?
Oh, he's extended his hand to shake his hand. And he slaps Henry Winkler across the face. He blows some dust, and Henry Winkler has fallen off the ring apron, and he's just laying there lifeless.
And what was the handshake about? That wasn't a direct man handshake. Winkler's hand was completely vertical. What was that about?
Unfortunately, the heavyweight tag team champion of Mr. Winkler has been kicked under the ring apron and now is not there. Red Foreman goes over to tag, and his partner not available, greeted by Dr. Huxtable. Oh, my goodness.
He needs the jacket.
Red is so confused.
Unbelievable. And Red can fight. Red's in there fighting for his life. Red's making a little bit of an offense here against OJ. OJ's a much powerful wrestler, but Red is...
He has the upper hand. Yes, he does.
Man, but Red's coming back and forth, lefts and rights. He Irish whips OJ into the corner. He comes in with a clothesline, turns around, comes out with a running flying bulldog. Nice move by Red. Rolls him over. 1, 2, OJ kicks out.
Of course he does.
Well, yeah.
You're not going to pin OJ with that little tiny wrestling move so early.
Oh, well.
Cardiovascularly, he's in fantastic.
Yeah, well, it depends on who's doing it. But Red is still stays capitalizing, though. He's kicking OJ. He's got him up back end. Grabs him in the headlock. OJ whips him into the ropes. Breaks the headlock move. Comes across. Looks, ducks down. Leapfrog over top. Here comes Red across with a flying forearm. He's got him again. 1, 2, almost. That was 2.5 if I ever seen it. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, my friend. I think Red had him going there.
I got to tell you, I'm with you. It was 2.5. It was a possibility. But again, this is OJ Simpson, and we're very, very early in the match. OJ successfully tags in Dr. Huxtable.
Well, here we go.
The doctor's holding his medical bag. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like Red Foreman's got... It looks like it... Would you call it? I'm sorry, man. I'm the biggest Fonzie fan there is. And I'm trying to say, does this not look like a handicap match to you?
Well, there is no longer a Henry Winkler. He has been, I'm going to say, in some capacity, taken out of the contest.
Oh, my God. But it must have been some of that, something in that bag.
I would agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
The referee is now taking the bag off of Dr. Huxtable, giving it back to O.J. Simpson, who puts it down in the corner. Red locks up with Dr. Huxtable and throws him right into the ring corner.
Yeah, Red, now he's kicking.
Mounting an offense.
Yes, he is. He's kicking boots to him in the corner. The referee's counting, and he's still putting boots to him.
O.J. sneaks up behind and hits Red in the back of the head with that medical bag, Johnny Zero.
What is in the bag? Can we get a look at that?
Now, is that not a disqualification? Why is the referee allowing this in the match?
Yeah, who is the zebra?
I have no idea. This is a brand new staff under Lawson.
Oh, my God. Somebody bring this Howard Cunningham here. I mean, somebody like that.
Well, he's kind of unavailable in reference to the loss of his daughter.
Yes, I know. I meant his character. This would be a conflict of interest because Fonzie, I would assume, is, you know, adopted son in many ways. Oh, boy. They're Red is really hurt by that. OJ is picking him up. Oh, what a power slam. And Red is going down. 1, 2, Red kicks out.
That's a powerful young man. That is the world tag team champion in the squared circle.
And he is carrying the team. What is...
Henry Winkler has popped his head out from underneath the ring. He's trying to climb up on the apron in some capacity.
He seems to be...
He's woozy. He's kind of falling all over the place. But if you look back into the ring, Dr. Huxtable's been tagged in. He climbs up on the top rope and drops an elbow across the chest of one Red Foreman. He hooks the leg. Johnny Zero, we could see history right here on national television.
1, 2. Red kicks out. Red, I don't know how he's doing it.
He picks up Red Foreman and flings him into the rope. He picks him up in the air for a power slam. He hooks the leg. 1, 2, 3. Johnny Zero.
Oh, boy. What's going on with Winkler?
Winkler's on the apron, although some say incapacitated in some
capacity.
He
seems to be almost hanging off the apron, holding on to the ring. This is unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions,
the Royals 2!
Unbelievable. No, it looks like Winkler's stumbling on the apron.
They're both stumbling. Red's a mess. They've fallen apart before our very eyes.
I feel like Red was fighting two guys by himself.
If you remember correctly.
What's in that bag?
Initially speaking, the first tag team to ever fight in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation 1,000 years ago was that 70s tag team.
Yeah.
And the Royals were the first heavyweight tag team champions. Now the Royals, too, a different partnership, has reclaimed the straps.
Yeah. I wonder what's in that bag. There's something, something reeks here, man. This is not, it seemed to me like it was Red Foreman versus O.J. Simpson and Huxtable by himself.
I agree with that synopsis. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can bear with us, we're going to go to commercial break. Please don't change the channel.
For you some imitations. So first, I would like to imitate Archie Bunker. You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid. You're muted. Get out of my chair. You think that going to the kitchen make me the food. Everybody's so stupid. I don't like nobody so stupid. Thank you very much. And now, I would like... It's good. I would like to imitate Ed McMahon. And now, he's Johnny. Ha, ha, ha. No, how hot was it? Ha, 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 ha. Thank you very much. Now, last but not to be the least, I would like to imitate the Elvis Presley. Could I have my things? All right, Elvis Presley.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. I gotta tell you, it's pretty exciting. Per Johnny Zero, the world's champion, supposed to be making his return momentarily. If you can please put your attention to the squared circle, the challenger tonight for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh boy.
The original giant of wrestling.
Which goes back to, I believe, one of our first ever pay-per-views.
His Highness, the Judge, Gwyn.
Unbelievable. What a dominating presence.
The crowd loves him, Johnny.
I think they're screaming in fear. Look how big this guy is, man.
He's going to demolish Charlotte Engels and win that championship in a few minutes.
That's too much power for one man to have.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
And his opponent...
Unbelievable, man.
Coming down to the squared circle. Your heavyweight world champion.
The Frontiersman, Charles Ingles.
Ingles!
He's got it, man. Notice his boots. They're alligator skin.
He looks really beaten up, man.
Well, we're going to find out. It's gonna, if anybody's going to put him to the test, it's going to be the Giant. This guy is huge.
Has this got, is a one-fall contest with a 60-minute time limit. Also, TV time remaining.
I can't even believe. I mean, to me, has Gwen gotten bigger?
I think that the champion has gotten smaller because she's taking those hormone injections.
Hormone injections. Get out of here. He's a hooker, man.
Exactly. The transvestite hooker.
No, a hooker in the wrestling terminology. Unbelievable. They're going in there, and that looks like going up there facing off. Stare down right in the middle of the ring. Right in the middle of the ring.
Who's going to act first?
Well, look, Gwen is just... smacked Angles in the face. Bad move, buddy. Bad move. Angles with a flying uppercut knocks the Giant down. He's taking the boot around. He's taking it to the corner and he's working on it. Landing on it. I guess the bigger they are, the harder they fall, right? So, oh my God, he's got him in the corner. And yeah, I'm seeing some fatigue. I mean, this guy has been living in a cave. Wasn't for Bonaducci going in there and getting him out. I mean, you know, who knows, man? He might have just lived off the land. He is the frontiersman for a reason.
No, she had to come back for the hormone injections. Everyone knows that.
Oh, stop.
And defacing the heavyweight championship belt is not a thing to be taken lightly, sir.
He took a plate and cut open an alligator's belly and probably ate off it.
Maybe you can call the match. What do you think? You can pay attention
to
what's happening in the ring.
I mean, right now, Ingles is just beating the hell out of the guy. I mean, referee's breaking it up. The Giant has managed to get back up on his foot. But on his leg, but he's favoring it. They're going up for a power collared elbow tie up here. They're both going down to one knee. Looks like they're kind of on a standstill here. I mean, Gwen is just. This is a beast of. I mean, what's he? 9 foot tall.
If you can look up at the TV Datatron, the World Heavyweight Television Champion is overlooking the match.
Brady.
Greetings and salutations, Mr. Brady.
Mr. Iceberg from Titanic.
Iceberg, reprising the role, yes, sir.
In Itania, right? And he comes around. Ingles Fireman Carry takeover on the Giants using the leverage. That's what's always interesting about watching an Ingles match is he uses leverage and uses a lot of amateur wrestling moves.
Because he's an amateur, I understand.
This guy could easily compete in MMA. Easily, Charles Ingles.
Say it, sir. They don't let women participate.
We got a rake to the eyes by Gwen. Gwen now with the powerful European uppercut.
That was fantastic.
Oh my God, he's got Ingles in the corner. The Irish whips him to the other corner. He's coming in for a splash.
Oh, he nails it, Johnny
splash.
Zero.
Ingles
falls flat on his face.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now he's going for another elbow. Ingles moves, though. Ingles moves.
Oh, the Giant's been incapacitated.
Yeah, he's getting back up. Ingles is still feeling that splash. Was amazing. Ingles is getting picked up in the air. I don't know. He's trying to come down. Gwen is fighting it off. But bench presses him. And throws him out into the floor. And if you notice, they have removed
the padding.
The padding.
The padding
on the
floor has been removed.
Yeah, that was, I don't know who called that. The padding was around in every other match but this one. I don't understand that, what Lawson's thinking there. Now, Gwen is going outside the ring, stepping over the top rope to do so.
The referee has begun the count. Both athletes are on the ring apron and, I'm sorry, on the ring floor.
Yes, Gwen has grabbed Ingles' head and is going to ram it into the steel post.
Oh!
Unbelievable.
Carnage.
Unbelievable. Now he's going to do it. Try and do it. He's going to go for it. Second one. Maybe go into the well too many times. Going to throw Ingles' head into the steel post from the outside again. No, Ingles stops him. Mule kick in the back.
You know,
Ingles puts Gwen's head right in that steel post again. And you know what? I bet you this is the one time you wish he had that square head on.
I gotta tell you, say what you will, right?
Yeah.
But even though Lawson is at the helm, the TV Dads Wrestling Federation has not lost its edge. If anything, it's more gory and more violent than it's ever been in a previous incarnation.
That's because it's real. People can watch these other shows and say all what they want, but TV Dad Wrestling is real and people are fake. And that's the truth. Now, they're battling on the outside. All right, Angles rolls in and breaks the count. Gwen is going up on standing, jumps, leaps up onto the apron and goes over the top rope, comes back into the ring, and they are locked up again in a test of strength, and they're both at a dead standstill. I can't believe that Angles is even standing in here with the strength of a man the size of Fred Gwynn.
I would agree with that. Angle should not be the champion. We're in agreement.
Well, he knows how to use the leverage against him. I mean, this is a man's man, a wrestler, a real wrestler. And anyway, they're still going around. Now Ingles has taken Gwynn down into a headlock. Now Gwynn is picking him up and back suplex him. Oh my gosh! Right on the neck. Oh, that was horrible. That was horrible. That was painful. Now, Gwynn a little slow to get up. He did damage that leg early in the fight here. Now, Gwynn is going again for that elbow, and he connects it. Now, he's going for a cover. We got a 1-2. Ingles gets out.
An intense contest, Johnny Zero.
That was close. If he's going to beat him, now's the time to do it. Gwynn has done a lot of things in our promotion, Vex, but he's never had the world's heavyweight championship. He's been our world television champion.
He was the first TV champion, if you remember correctly.
Yes. He's never been the world's heavyweight champion. And he is the heaviest and tallest wrestler in the promotion. Would you not agree with that assessment? I mean, I hear something for Stashberg and Duke of Chicago, but this guy is just unbelievable. He's pounding him, leaning him back over that top rope with that massive forearm. Oh my God, did you hear that?
What a vicious match.
I can hear it over here. There's another one. Oh my God, Ingles is in trouble. There's some blood coming out of his lips. Oh, I could see it, and he didn't even get hit in the face. Fred Gwynn whipping Charles Ingles into the ropes with that patented big leg drop, and he nails it. He nails it. Puts his boot on top of Ingles for the 1-2, and Ingles gets out of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us for a brief commercial interruption.
Yes.
The old buddy Ernest, and put down that Mountain Dew, and start drinking better-tasting Mellow Yellow. You know, Vern, the one with a little splash of juice, the one that beat Mountain Dew in the taste test. So, Vern, make the Mellow Yellow move. Know what I mean? Pretty smooth, huh? Vern! My hand burned.
And we're back, fans. And this match is just getting brutal and brutal. The fans are starting to chant Ingles. You can hear them in the background.
A fantastic display of athleticism, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Both these guys. I mean, you would think it would come down to those two at some point. We had that match earlier in our career. Oh, my gosh. What an elbow by Gwynn. Gwynn is just vicious. European uppercut. Whips him into the ropes again for that big boot. Ingles rolls underneath, comes back across with a flying forearm. He's got him, but the giant has not fallen. He stumbled some. And Ingles looks like he's getting mad. Now. He backs the giants into the corner. Won the test of strength that time.
Yes.
And he's going lefts and rights in the corner. Working the body there. Flips him up on his shoulders. Is he going to try and superplex Fred Gwynn?
That's not going to work. He's going to collapse under the pressure. It's impossible, sir.
I don't know. He's doing it anyway. He's got him up. He's going up to the top rope. He's got the Sergeant Gwynn. He hooks it up. Is he going to be able to get it? Oh, my God. He's got it. He did it. He flew over.
Unbelievable.
1-2.
Now Gwynn gets his foot on the rope, Johnny. His foot is on the rope. The count is broken. The match continues.
The match continues. Unbelievable. These men are both exhausted. That had to take something out of that man's back. I mean, what did Gwynn weigh in at? Now that he's sergeant and judge, what was the weigh-in earlier? 553 pounds or something like that?
Again, beneath my pay grade, Johnny Zero. I'm a member of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. I don't deal with details and tabloid reporter.
Well, that's what we do as wrestling journalists. I'm just, that was an amazing thing. The ring almost broke on that. Unreal, man. They're both having slow time getting up now. The ref is counting. One, two, three, four, five. Neither getting getaway. What happens if nobody gets up? Six. All right. Ingles is getting up. He's got a hold of the rope. He's getting up. So does Gwen.
The World Television Champion, Mr. Brady, along with Stashberg, are coming down the aisle to surround the squared circle. George Jefferson is with them. Michael Knight is followed. It is the Bloody Stash Clothing Company.
Holy shit, it's the Bloody Stash crew. The whole BSC was coming out.
The Golden Stash in tow, wearing his Golden LeMay robes.
Oh,
my goodness.
God.
This is amazing.
You know, they say when one of them's in town, they're all in town.
That's a good story. It's true.
Unbelievable. They're coming out to the ring.
The Golden Stash is flinging golden dust into the ring. Charles Ingles incensed by this. They're having a dialogue, and Sergeant Gwynn hits the champion in the back of the head.
Oh,
he tries
God.
To roll him up into a small package. One, two, no, the champion kicks out.
Yeah, no. That looked like a foreign object he might have had in his hand, too. A roll of quarters or something, because there's quarters right around the ring. You see that?
No, I don't. I think you are spreading tabloid and lies.
No, man, look at it. There's
public.
There's a roll of quarters that guy had in his hand. Anyway, Ingles coming back around. Fred is swinging again, and he's missed. Ingles got him back. He's doing a back suplex. Then Gwynn breaks it.
He blocked it with the leg, John.
Yes, he did.
Angle's not taking it, whipping the challenger into the ropes. He comes off. He clotheslines Gwynn, who falls to his back.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yes, he did. Now, if Angle's is going to make it, he's going up to the top rope for a high-risk move.
My goodness. So late in the match. Why would he do this?
Well, sometimes you got to do it. Look how big this man is. He's coming off with a flying elbow.
He misses. Gwynn rolls out of the way. Both competitors are now incapacitated in the center of the ring.
Oh, no. They look like members of the BSC pulled Gwynn's massive leg
that,
out of the way.
That, sir, is an inaccurate sentence, and
yes,
you
they
take
did.
That back.
Oh, my God. I just saw Stashberg pull him out there. He's gotten back up again. They're both getting up again. And then it looks like Gwynn's getting him in a headlock. Now he's Ingles is Irish whipping him into the ropes, breaks the headlock move, comes across, shoulder block, goes down. Now Gwynn going off the ropes looking for that big leg drop, and Ingles moves.
Oh, he misses.
Ingles moves. Now Ingles' chance. This is his chance now. And he's going to try and pick him up again and try and get him up for the highway to heaven.
Members of Mount Stashmore? No, Mount Facemore. Is that what it's called? I think it's Mount Stashmore, right?
Members of
Mount Stashmore have come down from the back of the arena.
Yes.
We have Badger, the middleweight champion
yes.
of the world. Tim, the tool man, is there.
Yes.
It's interesting to say at least. Oh, look, it's even the cripple. It's the cripple.
The cripple? You tell me who's the cripple? Hero at large?
You know, hero at large?
Captain Avenger? Yep.
The cripple hobbling down with his crutches? John, what's going to happen? Is it going to be the two factions facing off in the squared circle right here on 6:05 Eastern? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep you here as long as we possibly can.
We may have a lumberjack match on our hands, folks.
My goodness.
Unbelievable. If Ingles needs to sink in the perfect storm now. He needs to do it now.
He could never do it. The power isn't there. The referee is now starting to count.
I think the powers are. I'm worried about the size.
One,
Gwynn.
Two. Three. Four. Ingles gets to his feet.
Yes, he's gotten to his feet. He's gotten to his feet. Now he's starting to work.
It seems that someone from Mount Facemore has thrown a liquid into the ring, and Ingles has slipped and fallen onto his back.
What do you call it? Lingle. Liquid.
Look, there's something in there.
That's probably a water bottle.
Stashberg is trying to clean it up is what's happening. But if you noticed, it was Badger who threw that liquid into the substance, into the ring.
No. That's got to be water bottle from the fans. Ingles is working continually to work the legs of Gwynn, which is a very smart move to take out a man that big. Because, you know, take out the wheels, and guess what? That guy... He's not.
It's just unbelievable, to say the least, Johnny Zero.
This is one hell of a match, man. He's got him up. These guys are both tired as hell.
Badger is having words with Stashberg in the corner. The world's TV champion is in the face of Toolman. This is amazing.
At least they're keeping him out of it. Now, what is that all about?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Angles is switching around to the Perfect Storm.
We're going
to
keep you here as long as we possibly can.
With the knee right in the back. He's got it.